Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight we go to 1995, Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me.
So the reason we're doing this is because today Alanis Morissette announced the anniversary tour for Jagged Little Pill for 25 years, right? Except it's 26 years because they couldn't do this tour last year because of the pandemic. So it actually came out in June of 1995.
Yep.
But pandemic, no tour. let's do the tour anyway. And so she's going to tour with this year. So supposedly this is about Dave Coulier, although Alanis Morissette has never confirmed it, and Dave Coulier has denied it, even though saying some of those lyrics hit a little too close to home. However, it's also rumored to be about Matt LeBlanc.
Is it really?
Yeah. And former devil. I mean, he might still be a devil. I don't think he's a devil anymore, because I imagine this, he was a devil when the song came out. New Jersey devil Mike Peluso.
No. What player would still be playing when this song came out in 95?
I mean, maybe a journeyman.
Martin Brodeur?
Yeah, maybe.
Journeyman. I don't think so.
One last skate. One final shift.
So there's three possible options that this song could be about?
Yeah. Yes. That's what Wikipedia tells me.
All right. I will say Alanis Morissette really hit. Like, when she exploded onto the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ironic was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
This song was
played. She was in Dogma.
Yeah, she was in Dogma.
Played Meep. God.
Meep.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Do you know who plays guitar and bass on this song?
Who?
At the time, Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist Dave Navarro.
Really?
And Flea.
I did not know that.
Because this was back when Dave Navarro was with Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, yeah. Flea, obviously, still with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What's Dave Navarro doing these days?
Is he still hosting that tattoo show?
Really?
I don't know. I thought he was hosting the tattoo show.
I didn't know he had a tattoo.
And Jane's Addiction got back together for a while. I don't know if he was a part of it or not. I know John Frusciante is back with Red Hot Chili Peppers, so he's not with Red Hot Chili Peppers anymore. But yeah, that bass, that's Flea.
I did not know that.
You do now.
Man, Flea was in so many movies in the early 90s.
Yeah. Lebowski.
Lebowski. Point Break.
Point Break, yeah. Both of them were in it, too. Wasn't Anthony Kiedis in Point Break, too?
Or maybe just Kiedis was.
I think it was just
he
Kiedis.
He got shot in the foot when they raided that beach house.
I think it was just Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah. That's weird. The Chili Peppers were in a lot of movies.
Well, and Will Ferrell's their drummer.
Yeah, well.
Listen, this song goes.
Yeah,
I don't care
does.
What people say. This song goes. It's been covered by Beyonce and Britney Spears. And Weird Al parodied the song as well for Bad Hair Day.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight we go to 1986. Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On is our Song of the Night. There is a sports angle here that I think is a little interesting. To why this is the song of the night. And also, You said that we have an alien angle as well.
Well, so I was looking up Kim Wilde. This is obviously a cover song of the Supremes. It's been covered a few times. Reba McEntire covered this as well. But I looked up Kim Wilde because we know Jason Wilde, and we didn't know if it was Kim Wilde or Kim Wilde. And so I looked it up, and one of the articles that came up is that she put out this album, this article in The Guardian. It's an interview with her, and it came out in 2018. And she talks about how she believes in aliens and believes she saw a UFO, and she features aliens on the cover of her album that was coming out that this interview was for.
In 2018.
In 2018. And she believes that aliens have influenced her songs.
Interesting.
She did Kids in America. We're the kids in America. Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing anymore of it.
All right. The reason why this is our song of the night, on June 2nd, 1987, the Seattle Mariners selected Ken Griffey Jr. with the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft. He then graduated high school 2 days later. Ken Griffey Jr., my favorite baseball player. I think same with you. Growing up, a kid of the 90s, we mm-hmm. both loved Ken Griffey Jr. And so the number one song in the U.S. the day that Griffey was drafted by the Mariners back in 1987 was You Keep Me Hanging On by Kim Wilde. And that's your song of the night. So it's a Griffey salute. There is no other connection outside of the fact that this was the number one song in the country when Griffey was drafted by the Mariners.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those Griffey hats as much as you like Griffey.
Like a backwards hat?
No. It's a hat with the MLB logo, but the logo is him.
Yeah, like, that's
cool. Made a bunch of those.
I'd wear that.
Or Griffey shoes.
I had the Griffey shoes as a kid. Those are awesome with the Velcro on the side.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Those are great.
Those are awesome.
Those were great.
Because as a kid, I had a lot of Michael Jordan posters on my wall, and then second was Griffey. Mm-hmm. It was Jordan Griffey. That's all I had on my wall. All right, tell me more about these aliens. So she has aliens on the cover. She thinks that she's seen aliens.
I have a lot of time to think and talk about it, and I think that they definitely do exist. Aliens have been here forever. They've been watching us forever. They're in a situation where they know we have to evolve in a way that we have to let our children grow up to a degree without our intervention. But we have to intervene sometimes. And it's so weird. Like, she's saying that, like, aliens watch over us and, like, watch kids when parents aren't around. Like,
they're the protectors?
Yeah, like, it's really weird, man.
That sounds like...
It's really weird. Maybe they're even using... They use humans. Maybe they're even using me to put out a pop record with them on it. She's not joking. Her new album features aliens on the cover. So weird. I mean, it's just weird because we've spent a lot of time talking about UFOs and aliens recently. And then you just picked this out of the blue, and I was like, why did you pick this song? And then looking this up, there's all this information about this, or about her, and how much she loves aliens and thinks that they watch over us and protect us.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe they're the great protectors.
Maybe.
They're just keeping their eyes on us, our little planet Earth, as we putz along throughout the galaxy. And the aliens are there to
maybe
protect
like
us.
A kid, you know, like when a kid gets lost in a grocery store?
Yeah, you go find
maybe
the
maybe just
parent.
Like that alien pops out of the cereal aisle and just like pushes him back.
Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On, Song of the Night. I wanna
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Here we go. We go back to 1985. Tears for Fear. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. June 8th, 1985, this song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It was there for 2 weeks. It was beat out by Bryan Adams' Heaven. June 8th, 1985, this song ruled the world. This is your song of the night, Abdullah, here on Bleck and Abdullah.
Protest.
You can't protest this.
I can protest your pun. The only reason you wanted to do this song today is so you could make that pun. That today, in whatever year you said, that this song ruled the world. Here's everybody wants to rule the world. Like, I had song facts. I don't even want to say them anymore. This is the first U.S. number one hit for Tears for Fears. Do you know what the second one was?
No. Hit me.
You'll know the song. Shout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I do know that song.
You do know that song. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's been in a few TV shows and movies. Dennis Miller used to end his show with this on HBO.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, when his show was on, he used to end it with this, whenever it was on. It's been in a bunch of shows.
Did he do Colts. Like a monologue over
it was in
it or
ER. No, at the end, like during the credits.
It?
During the credits.
Oh, just when the credits roll?
ER, Cold Case, Malcolm in the Middle, Brothers and Sisters, The Wire, Medium, Psych, Riverdale. They all have used this song.
You ever watch Psych?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. Like, I know it exists. It was on USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never watched it.
So, I remember how I said Shout was the second song for them.
Yeah.
Shout was actually the first worldwide song hit for them, but it wasn't released in the US until after this song was a hit. So, everybody around the world already knew Shout, and it was already a hit around the world, but not here until they ruled the world with Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
You gotta admit, that's pretty good. If this was an FM
station...
You
wrote it yesterday.
No, I did not.
Because while we were in Nashville, I suggested doing Yacht Rock Week, and that just went out the window.
Oh, why didn't you say that today?
You've got your little pun.
No, we could do Yacht Rock.
You've got your little pun.
We do it next week.
Weezer covered this song on their 2019 covers collection known as the Teal Album. God, that was so bad.
Hey, man. It works.
I thought you were going to tell me that you wanted to use this today because it's Kanye's birthday.
No, why? What's the connection there?
He wants to rule the world.
Okay, but did he sample Tears for Fear?
No, just he wants just a song about him.
I think Connor McKnight would be a fan of this selection tonight.
Oh, yeah. I bet you all three dudes, Connor, Len, and DJ,
they're rocking to
love this song.
In the White Sox.
Not your
food.
Pun, though.
No, but no, they'll appreciate it because I was trying to hit the post and trying to do the
radio.
You
couldn't even do that. You were too excited about your pun.
I was like three beats off.
You were too excited about your pun to get it in.
Tears for Fear, song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, Lick.
Don't shake your head at me. Tonight, for the song of the night, we like to end our show each night with a song of the night. Tonight, it's Rush, Fly By Night from 1975. Each and every night at the end of the Black and Abdallah show, we bring you a song of the night. If we're on for 2 hours, we usually give it to you around 6:50. Tonight, right before White Sox baseball, we play it right now. Here's Rush, Fly By Night with Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
You paused a few times.
Sean's not impressed.
How would it David?
Yeah, we usually play this song before we fly out of here. Rush drummer.
Oh, really?
And lyricist Neil Peart wrote this about his first trip away from home at age 18 in 1971. I mean, if Neil Peart obviously passed away in January of 2020. He was the main songwriter and lyricist for Rush. This song, Fly By Night, off the album Fly By Night, one of their earlier songs and albums. Just a great overall song. It's one of their simpler songs, actually, too. Like, if you listen to the drumming and stuff, it's pretty basic compared. I've seen Rush a couple times. Neil Peart was hands down the best drummer I've ever seen live.
Right.
The best drummer I've ever seen.
Like, even if you're not a music guy, you know that he's the best.
The best, like a 360 degree kit would do like 20 minute solos while the rest of the band took some time off. I mean, the dude was money. The best one of the best shows I've ever seen. The best drummer I've ever seen. Easily.
When's the last time you saw them?
Tinley Park.
Because, you know, like, there's Rush people out there who have seen them, like, thousands of times. And they travel around the world following Rush.
Tinley Park, 2000, and we were in college. So, like, 2004 or 5, maybe?
Okay. What channel or where was the documentary? Was it just a movie that was released about them? The Rush documentary?
I think it was just a documentary.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's, like, one of the best. I know people always talk about the Eagles, one being a great rock documentary, mm-hmm. but the one about Rush is mm-hmm. great as well.
This song was one of their first Billboard hits. It reached number 88, and it was featured in the Canadian show Degrassi.
Oh, really?
With Drake.
Really? With Drake? When was it featured in Degrassi?
Know.
You don't know the episode?
Facts,
you don't have which episode
it is? No, I'm just reading the song facts. But you asked me if there was a Canadian band we could play tonight because the White Sox take on the Blue Jays, and we already done Nickelback, so we gave you Rush.
Well, I mean, Rush is better than Bieber, right?
Yeah, I mean, they still got one more game. Don't they? Oh, no, they don't.
Are you teasing tomorrow's? I keep forgetting
what day it is.
I think today's Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is today Wednesday?
Yeah, I think it is.
Sean, is today Wednesday? Okay, he's nodding his head. Today's Wednesday.
Fly By Night, Rush, our song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdella's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight we go to 1981. Journey's Don't Stop Believing. We have a pretty good reason to why this is the Song of the Night.
A couple good reasons.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to try to... like, do some stuff here.
Like, I
was, you usually do.
But here comes the lyrics.
I'm saying. Just a small town girl. I feel for you. Living in a lonely world. On this day in 2007, he took the midnight train going anywhere. The final episode of The Sopranos aired on HBO.
Made in America, episode 21 of season 6 of The Sopranos on HBO. The finale was on this day.
Which was crazy, too, because, like, so think about 2007, right? That's 2 years after the 05 White Sox, and this song was everywhere.
It was.
And then so during the pandemic, I've rewatched almost every show. Like, would you say there's, like, a big five? There's a big five or six Sopranos, yeah.
The Wire, Breaking Bad.
Game of Thrones, you have to throw in there, even though you don't
yep.
like it.
Yep.
What else is in there? Mad Men?
Well, I feel like Mad Men is to those who are more in tune with television watching.
Wow.
But I don't think the mainstream really got on Mad Men the way they should. I would throw Mad Men in there. Mad Men's a fantastic show.
So I rewatch Sopranos, and when this episode comes on and this starts, like, it's... it's not emotional, but you're like, oh, man, like, this show. I love Sopranos, and so, I know you have your rankings.
For those who are unaware of the significance here, lay out the scene.
So the scene is they meet for dinner at a diner. A bunch of people have died. There's a big a war between the Leotardos and the Sopranos, those two crews, and people are dying left and right, and one guy's in the hospital, and Tony meets with his family, and Tony keeps thinking he's going to be killed because he's been in a safe house. His family was there. They finally move back. They go out to dinner. Meadow's trying to park the damn car. They order onion rings, the best onion rings in New Jersey.
The tension being built.
Oh, my
when
God.
When she's trying to park the
every
damn
time
car.
Someone, Tony's facing the door, as he always does, just in case.
The bell rings on the door when the door opens.
Every time someone walks in, Tony's looking to see who it is. A guy walks in the members-only jacket. Kind of looks at Tony. Tony looks at him. He goes and sits down. He gets up to go to the bathroom. Tony's watching him. And then AJ shows up. Carmella shows up. Meadow's still parking that damn car.
The onion rings look great.
Best onion rings in Jersey. So, and then before Meadow comes in, you get the don't stop, the quick fade to black. Tony looks up, fade to black.
End of the show.
You don't know.
That's it.
Did that person come in to kill Tony?
Oh, people thought their cable went out.
Is that Meadow? It's like some weird Andy Kaufman thing where, like, people were wondering if their cable went out. It's my favorite show of all time.
How do you think it ended? What do you think happened?
I think Tony's fine.
You think just, a little old lady walks into the door?
I think Meadow just comes in and Tony's fine. Boom. Yeah, he's the boss, man.
Yeah, because the look he gives to the door.
Yeah.
Right as you hear "Don't stop," and then that's it.
Yeah,
it could be anything.
It's easily.
It could be someone coming in to finish him off with a hit.
I mean, it's got to be the most iconic finish in show history, right? The finale.
Yeah, like any television ending. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
we talked about it on this radio station for days, and this is when you had to watch. Like, you had to watch it. Like,
And if
DVRing.
You haven't, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yes,
well,
no,
it's not really a spoiler because we don't know what happened.
Song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
Spoiler alert.
Somewhere Meadow is still parking that damn car.
Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.